Now, I'm just going to do a little bit of an introduction to the Book of Judges, because for the rest of this term, up until just before Easter, we're going to be looking at the Book of Judges. That's where we're going to be camped this first part of the year. And I want to encourage you to get familiar with the Book of Judges, maybe to read it through, maybe take some time this week, maybe set yourself a little plan to read the Book of Judges. But I wanted to give you a little bit of background, a little bit of context for the Book of Judges. It's a book which is full of heroes, the judges. It is an exciting book. It's a book with lots of action in it. It's also a book which is very disturbing, particularly towards the end. And what you see overall is a picture of God's people declining into sin. Things get worse and worse. Hope you're feeling excited about this. But it is also a book which is full of God's grace and God's loving kindness to his people, even when they don't deserve it. That though they get worse and worse, God keeps sending rescuers to save his people. Now, what's the context? Where are we up to in the life of Israel, God's people, which is mapped out for us in the whole of the Old Testament? Well, God's people, by the time we get to the beginning of the book of Judges, God's people, the Israelites, are in the land. They're in the land that God had promised to give to them. God had promised that he would give a land to Abraham and his descendants. He comes to Abraham in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, and God says to Abraham that he is going to give his descendants a land. And he tells Abraham what that land will be. But at that point, Abraham has no descendants whatsoever and is a very old man. God miraculously gives to Abraham a son. And through that son, then as you go through the rest of the book of Genesis, you see more children, the descendants start to grow. You get into the book of Exodus, and God's people, Abraham's descendants, are in the land of Egypt. And then they are enslaved in the land of Egypt. But they keep growing and growing, and God rescues his people out of Egypt in the Exodus, takes them out, and brings them eventually to the land that he promised to give to them. And in the book just before the book of Judges, the book of Joshua, they enter into that land and they start to take the land. And when they enter the land, God tells them that they should totally destroy everyone living in the land. And that is what they start to do in the book of Joshua. They are not to make any treaties with any people living in the land. They are to go in and destroy them. Now, just before we have our first reading in the book of Judges, of course, that raises an ethical question for us, doesn't it? And I just want to give you a little answer to that right now, although there's much more that could be said. Because as they go into the land, they are to destroy the people living in the land. And our problem is, we think, well, that sounds like you've got these people already living in the land, perfectly innocently living their lives, when over the hill comes the Israelites, or rather across the river comes the Israelites. And they come and completely destroy them. That is what they are to do. And we think, hang on, that doesn't sound very fair. That raises questions then about God, doesn't it? Is God fair? Well, we need to remember that throughout the opening books of the Bible, God consistently says, actually, the people living in the land are not innocent. They are not innocent. In Genesis chapter 15, when God speaks to Abraham and tells him about the land, he says, you're not going to go into the land quite yet. It's going to be a number of generations' time before people come into the land. Why? Because, he says, the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure. In other words, they're not as bad as they're going to be. They're going to get really bad in the land. And when God gives his people the laws, sometimes he says specific laws. He says, don't behave like this, don't behave like this, don't behave like this. And then he says, because that's how the people in the land behave. Don't be like them. And when you look at a chapter such as Leviticus 18, you could go away and look at that later, you see this, that is a chapter where God gives those kind of laws. He says, don't be like this, don't be like this, because that's what the people in the land do. And when you look at those laws, you see, whoa, they were awful. I mean, some of the things that they were doing, really, really perverted sexual practices and child sacrifice. Actually, this is not good, what was going on in the land. And therefore, what God's doing when he brings his people in and says, destroy them, this is a judgment on them. And in Deuteronomy chapter 9, God reiterates to them, he says to his people again, look, it's not because of your righteousness that you're going into this land. It's not because you Israelites are so much better, but because of the wickedness of the people in the land. That's why you're going in. Now, as we come to the start of the book of Judges, they are in the land, but not all the peoples who were originally living in the land before they arrived have been destroyed. They've not all been dealt with yet. So the book of Joshua, you see them come in and they start to take various bits, but you've still got people living in the land who were there before. And the Israelites are to deal with those people. And the question at the start of the book of Judges is, who should go first? And what you see in chapter 1 is you've got various tribes of Israelites. So you need to know Israel is split into 12 tribes, and each tribe was given a portion of land within the land God had promised to Abraham. And they each were to deal with the people already living in the land. So you need to know there are 12 tribes mentioned. So some of them are mentioned in chapter 1. So people like Judah and Manasseh and Asher and Benjamin, they are all parts of the tribes of Israel. But also the people in the land, they have different names as well, because there are lots of different groups of them. You've got Canaanites, that's the main name that's given to them in the chapter. You've also got Perizzites and Amorites and their other names as well. So beginning of the book of Joshua, the movement is the Israelites are in the land, but they've got to deal with the people already living there. And we're now going to have our first reading. Thank you, Joan.